Hello, and welcome to show number 2441 of Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy.
Most people don't learn about money management in school. And, you know, even though our friends and family a lot of times mean well, they don't always offer us the best advice, or it may not be advice tailored to our specific situation. And that's really unfortunate because money impacts literally every single aspect of our lives.
And interestingly, although this is an important topic, we've rarely talked about this on Eyes on Success over the years, but we thought it is not only important for everybody blind or sighted, but as we'll learn in this episode, there are some issues that are particular to people with vision problems.
Reaching your financial goals is not always easy, and may be even more difficult if you have a disability. We'll talk with Rachel Christian, the visually impaired founder of Unseen Wealth, about how she helps and coaches families with unique needs to get control over their finances through personalized goal setting and education. And this is not the kind of financial planning that's only applicable to people with large portfolios. This is for regular down-to-earth problems. You know, you're behind on your credit card, you want to set up a budget. So if you're a regular person with regular amounts of assets, you may be interested in this show. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Rachel Christian.
My financial tip of the week is don't let your financial past hold you back. A lot of times, if we grew up in a family where money was always a challenge, or maybe we made some decisions as an adult that we regret, we tend to view finances with a lot of anxiety and shame, and therefore we just try to avoid it altogether. But the truth is when you become an active participant in your financial life, it can help build a lot of confidence and give you a great sense of self-control. And that's a beautiful thing, especially when you have a disability.
As they say, money doesn't often buy happiness, but it certainly can open up doors and offer some more options for people along the way and make them feel better about themselves.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's probably one of the biggest benefits is the, you know, it gives you flexibility. It gives you a sense of pride. You know, you don't have to be rich by any means, but just knowing, okay, I know where my money's going, I have a plan, that can change everything.
Well, and knowing that you're in control of your own situation can be a big help.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I know me personally, I grew up pretty financially disadvantaged, and money was a huge pain point my entire life. I thought, you know, wow, if I could make $40,000 a year, that would be rich. You know, that was kind of my starting base. And then when I got diagnosed with a disability, when I got diagnosed, you know, as legally blind, all I kept hearing was, oh, you know, 70% of people who are visually impaired are unemployed. And it was all bad news. And so it wasn't until I was able to start advancing in my career, I started earning more money, I got my head above water, I went, oh, wow, a lot of things are possible. But it was really hard along the way. You know, I really wish I had had somebody that I could turn to and kind of ask, you know, am I heading on the right path here? I don't really know what I'm doing. So yeah, that's really why I started this company, was so that, you know, people who are in similar situations can find empowerment on their journey forward.
That's terrific. And I hope it works, because there's a lot of people who could use your help.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
Access Information News, the week's news in Access Information, a free weekly email newsletter and online resource for current news and trends in Access Information. More information, including how to subscribe, is available at accessinformationnews.com.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Let's start by meeting Rachel.
Hi there, my name is Rachel Christian. I am the founder of Unseen Wealth, which is a financial coaching company specifically aimed at people with visual disabilities, where I help people reach their financial goals, whether that is creating a budget, making a strategy to pay off debt, or saving for retirement.
And I gather you yourself have a visual impairment.
I do. I was diagnosed as legally blind when I was 22 years old. I have a rare genetic disease called cone dystrophy. So I have about 20 over 200 vision.
And I gather this financial advising position that you've developed for yourself is not the only job that you have.
No. I am a full-time investing and retirement reporter at Bankrate, which is a major personal finance website. I've written for other personal finance websites in the past. So that's kind of how I got into the financial space from journalism, which is what I went to school for and originally started in.
Eyes on Success connects corporate sponsors with visually impaired listeners around the world.
More information about becoming a sponsor can be found at www.sponsor.eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is the services you can get from Rachel Christian's relatively new venture, Unseen Wealth, to help you manage your finances.
Well, in the introduction, you mentioned the name of your new venture, Unseen Wealth. You sort of motivated why you got into it because you were doing financial reporting, but there must have been more to it in terms of starting a new enterprise.
Yes, definitely. So I came up with the name Unseen Wealth because it reflects the often overlooked financial potential of people with visual disabilities. Sometimes that's the broader community. Sometimes that's, you know, our friends and family. And sometimes that's ourselves. We don't realize the potential that we have. We may think, you know, I won't ever be able to make more money, or, you know, building wealth, that's for other people. That's not for me. I will never be able to do that. And I truly believe that we all have the capacity to improve our financial situation. And so that's kind of where the name came from, is helping people to discover that unseen potential within them.
What prompted you to start the company?
Yeah, definitely. So I decided to start the company after I had been a financial reporter for a few years. And I had just noticed there was a severe lack of representation of people with disabilities in the financial space. On top of that, you know, I had gone through vocational rehabilitation when I was in my 20s, and absolutely fantastic program, helped me get all of the equipment and training that I needed to find a job. But after that, I was kind of on my own. I didn't really have anybody I could turn to ask about, well, how do I advance my career? How do I negotiate salary? How do I save for multiple life goals? And I didn't find anybody who was like me who was talking about those topics. So I knew I couldn't have been the only one. And so that's why I decided to start the company, is to give a voice to this community and to help spread a money positive mindset and work with people one-on-one so that they could go and accomplish their own personal financial goals.
So given the range of services that you provide, it seems to me that there would be an awful lot of people wanting your advice on the various topics that you cover. Roughly how many clients do you typically have at a time?
Well, I just went and launched my company a couple months ago. So currently I have about three. but excitingly, this week I actually went and spoke with a woman who works with several different nonprofits, and they're very interested in starting to get group coaching sessions going with their members. They aren't visually impaired, but they're people who are recovering from substance abuse and underserved communities. That's something else that I'm looking to pursue more in the future as well, is group coaching for people with disabilities.
It's an interesting assortment of services that you offer. Most people talk about unemployment of visually impaired people, and they work to get people employed, get them good jobs. But you're talking about much more than that. Once you have the job, how do you negotiate for a new position? How do you interact with other people? How do you manage the money, save your money for future plans or retirement, et cetera, right?
Yeah, definitely. These are all things that we didn't learn in school, right? Unfortunately, most people don't learn about money management in school. And, you know, even though our friends and family a lot of times mean well, they don't always offer us the best advice, or it may not be advice tailored to our specific situation. And that's really unfortunate because money impacts literally every single aspect of our lives. When you don't feel financially in control of your life, you generally don't feel in control of your life, period. There's also a lot of like shame and anxiety that can get built up around finances. And so that's really what I'm hoping to do, whether somebody is new to vision loss or they were born visually impaired. You know, money is something that impacts all of us. So being able to put that in the open, help people where they're at. Yeah, that's definitely what I'm really passionate about.
Can you give an example or two of a kind of financial situation that you think is specific to people with a disability?
Yeah, definitely. So I think one situation that's specific to people with a disability, you know, you can even take that really basic. Somebody who is looking to save money. A lot of people don't know about ABLE accounts, and ABLE accounts are incredible. They are tax advantage savings and investment accounts specifically for people with disabilities. They have so many different benefits. If you are on government benefits such as SSI, which is based on your income and assets, you can put up to $100,000 into an ABLE account and it won't impact your eligibility, which is incredible. That gives people who are on SSI the ability to save money, which previously was not an option because asset limits are generally around 2,000. But even if you know you're not on SSI, what's great about an ABLE account is that you can use it as a retirement account. You can fund it, and then you can take that money out tax-free for pretty much any reason, anything that benefits the person with the disability. So food, rent, clothes, you know, pretty much anything you can think of. So I always like to, you know, kind of start out talking to folks about that because a lot of times people have questions, you know, I'd like to invest, but I don't know how to, you know, even get started. And, you know, or I want to start saving money, but I'm scared of losing my benefits. So I think ABLE accounts are definitely one of the things I love to talk to my clients about, you know, as soon as we get started.
That could be very useful information for somebody in that situation. That's terrific.
It's interesting, as you point out, it's important for anybody having a disability or not to know about how to manage money, how to plan for the future. But as you pointed out with your example, there are special circumstances that apply to people with disabilities, and there are some advantages, either tax-wise or government-wise in terms of funding, that they might be able to take advantage of.
Yeah, definitely. One of the other ones is the tax deduction. If you're blind or visually impaired, you may have seen that little box on your tax form. And
we check it every year.
Yes, exactly. Well, when I had first started experiencing my vision loss, I had a lot of questions. Do I qualify to check that box? You know, what if I don't meet the requirements and I get audited? Oh, no. And then really, what's the benefit of this tax deduction? So that's another thing I really like to talk to folks about. So there's definitely a lot of like tax opportunities out there. Another benefit is if you're 65 and older, you can stack that tax deduction on top of the legally blind one. So there's an added benefit for folks who are over 65 and legally blind.
We check that box too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Which brings up an interesting topic. On your website, you talk about a blindness tax. Can you elaborate on what you mean by that?
Yeah, definitely. So to be clear, in that post, I wasn't speaking about the tax deduction that we were just discussing, this is more of just kind of a general idea. And the concept is that it's expensive to be blind. There are a lot of added costs that we encounter in our daily lives. Obviously, employment is one of the biggest barriers, finding a job, keeping a job, increasing your salary at work. But there's other costs too. If you have a guide dog, going in, vet visits are expensive. Food is expensive. There's transportation. Yeah, we don't have a monthly car payment probably, but you may have a monthly bus payment. You may have to budget for Uber and Lyft or paying friends and family to, you know, give you rides certain places. And then as well, assistive technology. For me personally, I spend $170 a year to renew my license on Fusion, which is a combination of Zoom Text and JAWS and makes it possible for me to go and use my computer. So there's definitely a lot of added costs that come with having a disability. What I try to do with folks is if they aren't aware of vocational rehabilitation, which often happens if people are later in life and they're just experiencing vision loss, I definitely try to get them connected to those services in their area right away. Even though it can take a while to get what you need, as long as you can justify it for work, your state vocational rehabilitation will generally pay for it. And I've been fortunate enough to get a lot of equipment and training over the years that's really helped me excel in my career. I really don't know what I'd do without it. And that's why it's so important just to connect people to the right resources so that we aren't being levied with that blind tax. We can kind of bypass it and move on with our lives.
You've been focusing mostly on people with vision impairments, but it occurs to me that a lot of what you're talking about is kind of more generally applicable to all kinds of people with disabilities. And I was wondering if you were considering expanding your services to that wider audience. I know you've just started now, but what does the future hold, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Working with people with disabilities is a real passion of mine. I believe it's an underserved community, whether it's vision loss or I had a client that I worked with a couple months ago who is autistic. And so it just took them a little bit longer to kind of define their goals and get it on paper. But once we were there, we were able to really work through it. And they had never had somebody take that time with them and really try to understand what they were going for. As far as what I'm trying to do in the future, by the end of the year, I'm definitely looking to expand to offer group coaching. I believe that when you're in a community or an area with other people who are going through a similar situation, it builds a sense of camaraderie and it helps you not feel so alone. Like you're not just, you know, going out there and you're the only one experiencing it. So that can really help build confidence with people. I also have a TikTok and Instagram where I share content, not only about finances, but just the experience of living with a disability and vision loss. And so I'd love to grow that as well in the future.
You're trying to appeal to clients with various disabilities. And as you've said, you have a visual disability yourself. Do you find that it's an extra challenge to build confidence among your clients in your ability to do the job?
I don't really know how to answer that, to be totally honest.
I mean, where I'm coming from is a lot of able-bodied people aren't very creative in how they feel about somebody with a disability. In my opinion, being a financial advisor or a journalist or a whole slew of other professions, all you need to do is be able to read, write, talk, listen, and think. And there's no reason somebody with a visual or other impairment can't do any of those. But I am aware that there are plenty of people out there who aren't as flexible in their understanding of the capabilities of somebody with a disability.
Okay, I get you now. All right. Yeah, so in the experience that I've had so far, I have been very pleasantly surprised at how supportive and encouraging people have been when I have told them about this idea. I did a presentation recently at a local networking event in my city, and I was amazed with the feedback that I got. I had probably a dozen people come up to me afterwards and tell me stories about how their brother was disabled or their aunt was legally blind, and how they really felt like there was a need for this service. So I think we all tend to kind of, you know, doubt ourselves and second guess ourselves and go, oh gosh, am I going to be able to keep up and do as good of a job as whatever your profession is, other financial advisors or what have you. But I think being authentic and being genuine and, you know, that really shines through. And going and getting that feedback from other folks that, you know, I'm on the right track, there's definitely a need for it, was so encouraging and definitely helped boost my confidence.
I would almost guess that since you are disabled yourself, it's easier for other people in that same community to accept you as someone who has been through it, who knows about the subject, whereas someone without a disability doesn't necessarily know or have experienced that.
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of gives you an even playing field when you're working with clients. I have spoken with some clients and they said, you know, it's just nice to know that it's somebody who's gone through something similar to me. I don't feel like somebody's talking down to me or dumbing things down. So that aspect of it, definitely kind of going and meeting people where they are, empathizing with them. That's a big part of my coaching style, is being supportive, empathetic, and results driven.
How do potential clients find you? How do you reach out to them?
Currently, I am building out my social media presence. I've gotten a lot of good feedback and reached out to people that way. Ultimately, I think the way I'm going to find most of my clients is getting connected with different community organizations in order to get client referrals. So they would come across people who were in need of other services. And like I said, money impacts every part of our lives. So if they notice that somebody that they're working with needs, you know, some one-on-one help with making a budget or meeting a certain goal, then they'll be able to refer that client to me. So that's ultimately kind of my goal for the rest of the year, is to try and build those partnerships so that I can get, you know, connected with people who need my help.
And how are you paid? Is this like an hourly thing, or you just paid through some social service agencies?
Currently, the way that I am paid is I have two coaching options. One is a one-time, one-hour session. The other is a coaching bundle that includes four sessions. So it's sort of an hourly rate. I do offer a sliding scale. So I offer a lower rate for people who are disabled and on government benefits. And that's generally how I work. And then there's a discount for folks who sign up for multiple sessions.
I assume you do a lot of this remotely, so people aren't restricted to being in your general area?
Yeah, absolutely. There's that. And there's also, you know, as you guys know, transportation can be a huge barrier when you're visually impaired. So I definitely wanted to make sure that no matter where anybody was, whether they had a car, they would be able to work with me.
This sounds like a very worthwhile service that you're offering, and it must be very rewarding for you. I wish you luck in getting it off the ground and getting more clients.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate that.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about Rachel Christian's service called Unseen Wealth and how to contact her.
Well, Rachel, if people do want to learn more about your service and perhaps even sign up, where would you direct them?
Yeah, absolutely. So if people want to learn more about me or how to work with me, they can check out my website, which is uwcoaching.com. You can also find me on TikTok and Instagram under the same handle, UW Coaching. My email address is info@uwcoaching.com. And people can also book a free 30-minute consultation with me on my website. That way we can get to know each other and find out whether we're a good fit and work with each other and take it from there.
And UW stands for Unseen Wealth, right?
Correct.
Is there a phone number people can reach you at?
I have my phone number and my signature on my email. And once somebody reaches out to me, they'll have my cell phone number. But I'm still in the process of getting like a business phone number.
And if you activate the link to the show notes for this episode, which is 2441 on our website at www.eyesonsuccess.net, you'll find all of that information in case you missed it in the audio. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, we haven't done many shows on Eyes on Success about money management, but it is certainly an important topic. And if our listeners have suggestions or ideas on follow-up topics that are related or similar, just send your suggestions to host@eyesonsuccess.net. Any suggestions you have are always welcome there. We always like hearing from our listeners with any comments, suggestions, or whatever else they want to tell us. Thanks.
Thanks.
And I also wanted to let our listeners know that we have a new section on our website where we've partnered with organizations to support Eyes on Success and offer promotional incentives to new users. So if you look for that, see if you like any of it.
That's it for today's show. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about Notebook LM from Google. This is not particularly intended for people with vision loss, but it is a very handy tool, and we think you'll be interested. Notebook LM is a powerful artificial intelligence-based tool being developed by Google. Working with Notebook LM, users can summarize complex information, create study guides, and generate dynamic discussions based on using your own documents as input. We will also have some demonstrations of how Notebook LM can be used to generate engaging audio with two interacting artificial personalities.
I had a lot of fun playing with that tool, and it's quite amazing when you hear the results. So join us for that episode and be surprised.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.